Okay, let's quickly run through the Tosfos again.
He's got
okay. Jonah, you want to read the Tosfos for us?
Yeah.
Okay, Rabosai, yeah, right. we're short on time, so let's. We have lots to do.
Kim habiso kipi habchiso l'shem matza.
Okay, so again, for those that are just joining in, we're chazering quickly the Gemara on Daf Mem on Aleph, where the Gemara cites Rava as having held that l'siso was proper, was a mitzvah, and that is that soaking the wheat at some point prior to rendering it into flour was a good thing, was a proper thing, in order that a person would be forced into an early stage of shmira because of the mandate of Ushmartim Asamatzos. And the Gemara goes through a number of steps trying to prove that maybe shmira could be done at a time of Lisha. The Gemara brings the Maisa of Rav Huna and the Batzeikel Shal Nachri to suggest that shmira at the time of Lisha would not be sufficient. Then the Gemara pretty much says, but that doesn't really prove anything, because it could simply be that shmira could have been done at Lisha, but it wasn't done because the doughs were in the possession of the Gentile at that time. And the Gemara says, nonetheless, even though we can't prove that shmira from Lisha would not be sufficient, right? There's no real reason to require shmira before. Nonetheless, Rava did not back down from his position, and as proof to this, the Gemara brings this statement that he would tell the people out in the fields, when you're working over the wheat and you're getting together the sheaves and you're binding the sheaves together, be careful. Be careful with them that you do it l'shum mitzvah. Rabbi Chananel points out that what he basically was telling them was, do it in a manner that you are assured it's not going to come in contact with water. And his lashon is, shimor l'shmo l'shem matzah. Guard the wheat at that point from coming into contact with water, and that way you'll have l'shem matzah. And the Gemara concludes, Alma, you see from here, kasavar, you see that Rav held, shimor me'ikara mitchiloso v'atzofo v'inan. You need shimor from the very beginning of the process until the end, and simply starting at Lisha would not be sufficient. It's on that last point that Tosfos asks his kasha. So let's take a look at Tosfos. Go ahead.
Okay, then Tomar.
It's the third Tosfos on the Amud. For those that have the handouts, you'll see it's Tosfos di Ramas Valki. All right? So let's translate. Kima habchiso kipi, when you
bind.
Right.
We to have in mind for.
Well, then he says, "Habchiso l'shem matzah." Do it l'shem matzah. Noticing again that Tosos, like Rabbeinu Chananel, has a slightly different girsa here. They say l'shem matzah, as opposed to l'shem mitzvah. Okay. L'shem matzah, as opposed to l'shem mitzvah. Okay, so you guys are coming in at a good time. The Tosos is discussing Rava's position about matzah shmura. So Tosos now has a kasha. Go ahead. Vim Tomer.
Vim Tomer. Kevan desirle devoy shimur.
B'shas hipoch.
B'shas hipoch.
Maybe Tosos says you'll ask me, right? Maybe you'll ask. Vim Tomer. You'll ask what? What would be your question? Only thing that we know at the end of the Gemara is that Rava told the people in the fields to do what? Be careful with the wheat. Be careful with the wheat, don't get it wet. When you're flipping it over, make sure that it doesn't, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, make sure it doesn't come in contact with water. Or, according to the simple shot of the Gemara, just do it l'shma. So Tosfos says, maybe you'll ask me, where does that prove that Rava held what?
Mitzvah to do the
soaking. Good. How do you see that Rava still hold that it's mitzvah lilsos? Maybe it wasn't a mitzvah lilsos anymore. Maybe the Gemara pretty much proved to him that it wasn't necessary. What does lilsos mean? Lilsos means soak the grain. Soak the grain or wet the grain. By the way, Rabbeinu David, for those that are concerned over here, says that lilsos didn't mean like an excessive soaking. Excessive soaking, you're right, that would be a big problem. And it would forget about being counterintuitive, which even this seems to be, but it would make it chametz pretty early on. It would be very hard to prevent it from becoming chametz. So he says this type of soaking is more minimalistic. His lashon is.
Could you translate that then as a moistening?
Yeah, washing it or moistening it. I just want to read that lashon. But of course, can't find it in place right now. Yeah, he says. Yesh she'omru. This is the Rabbeinu David on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Yesh she'omru. Sheish hefresh bein lasisa. Shehi b'mayim mu'atin. It's a small amount of water, not fully submerged and drenched. There, it would be much more difficult to keep away from chametz. Okay, just to point that out. Some of you were concerned about that. So Tosos says, maybe you'll ask me who says the Gemara comes out with the conclusion that Rava still held mitzvah lilsos. Maybe he just told the people be careful, but doesn't show you anything about lasisa. Okay. Im kain, Jonah, are you ready?
Im kain, hechi, mochach or
mochach? Mochach. What does mochach mean? Where is it proven? Where is it blatant? Where is it expressly stated?
Mitzvah lasos.
That Rava holds, it's a mitzvah lasos. Right? Maybe he moved away from that. Maybe he held Dilma.
Dilma lav mitzvah.
Maybe lav mitzvah. Maybe he rejected that. And he said, yeah, okay, you're right. It's not a mitzvah lilsos. Ella what?
Ella the tzarech. Maybe you need
Shimor.
Shimor
mitchiloso v'ad sofa.
So when.
Maybe when.
You just need to wash from the beginning.
That's too. It. But maybe lilsos is not necessary.
Also, maybe. He's just asking on the soaking. Like, maybe.
That's always asking. Tosos is asking on the Gemara. The Gemara is trying to prove that Rava holds, or not really necessarily prove, but the Gemara seems to be suggesting that Rava has this position, which was questioned, and at the end, the Gemara says, I feel lucky he still held it. Yeah. Tosos said, well, who says he held that way? Who says he held that way at the end? Maybe the Gemara convinced him otherwise. All you see at the end is that he told the people in the fields, be careful. He didn't tell them, go take the grain and soak it.
So maybe he meant that just washing it from the beginning was...
Right, that's the Gemara's Lashon. That's not Tosos's Lashon. Kasavar shimor mei kar mitchilas avad sofa bainan. You see from here that you need shmir from the very beginning till the very end. So the Tosos is saying, maybe that's all Rava required. Watch the matzah, watch the wheat, make sure that it doesn't come in contact with water and protect it from becoming chametz. Again, this would be what we call shmura from shas k'tzira. Buy a box of matzahs, whatever it is, $20 a pound, and look on the box, you'll see it says shmura mishas k'tzira. That's what you're paying big money for. All the protection from the time of the cutting of the wheat.
But is that with soaking or without?
But today, there's no soaking. Soaking is only Rava.
That was Rava's.
That's what the Gemara is saying. Rava held that way. So where is the soaking now? Tosos wants to know. Who says they're soaking? So look at Tosos' answer.
What
were we? Lomar?
Vieshe Lomar, Dekar, Shimor, Kadeshalo, Tachmitz.
So again, we're talking here about guarding the matzah, guarding the process to ensure that the item becomes matzah that could be used for the mitzvah. And Tosa says the guarding that you engage in, the vigilance that you engage in, is primarily, right, Iker, is primarily, and in terms of the way it's expressed, in terms of the way it's manifested, it's guarding against what?
Chametz.
Guarding against chametz. Be vigilant with regard to the ingredients of the matzah to ensure that it becomes a matzah. And how are you going to do that? Protect it from chametz at certain points. So, Tosa says, I'll tell you how I know that Rava still held lasisa.
Okay, so
Kigon Lasisa. You have to read the whole statement.
The
Savar Rava, Ilav She Shimor Mechametz Beshashu Adayin Dagan, Kigon Lasisa, Rava holds, says Tosos, that what? Ilav She Shimor Mechametz, what does that mean? Ilav, what is Ilav? If not, right? Ilav. If not, if there were not, Ilav sheyeshimor mechametz b'shashu adayin dagan kigon l'sisa. If there was no such idea, if there was no such idea of guarding the ingredients of the matzah, right, before water is naturally added, when? During lisha. Again, if I tell you that you have to watch the matzah from chimutz, when is logically, when's the most logical time to say?
When the water
adds. When you add water. I take water and add it to flour. Okay, now I gotta be careful. Now there's potential for fermentation, potential for chametz. So when Rava said, says Tosfos, when Rava said, watch it from beginning to end, how do I know that he also meant the soaking? Because he says, if Rava did not hold that there was shimor from chimutz, now again, chimutz pertains specifically to water. If Rav did not hold that there was a reason to be vigilant regarding chimutz prior to the time that it was naturally added, i.e. the time of Lisha, like Lasisa, then what? Kigon Lasisa is part of the previous step. If he did, part of the clause.
Okay,
B'shashu adayin dagan kigon Lasisa, if he didn't hold that there was a basis for doing Shmira before Lisha, i.e. at the time of Lasisa, then what?
Okay, lo haya
matzrich. What is matzrich?
Require.
Good. He would not require.
Shimor b'shas b'durei.
B'shas b'dari mitchilas hadigon. Then it wouldn't make sense for him to hold at the very beginning. It wouldn't make sense for him to hold when they're in the field that they should watch.
Because what are you watching for? There can be meaning. If there's no water there, then. Is that what you're saying? Then,
if there's no water, is no water part of the process?
Right. So it must be this part of the process. Is that what you're saying?
No. The lashon is a little tricky. If what's part of the process?
Meaning, if there's no water involved.
There is no water involved.
There is no water.
Not at that point. Not in the field. Not in the field. You're not adding water.
Okay. So you add water later on.
Right.
So what's he saying?
This is the Chiddush Ha'aron on the same Gemara over here on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. First thing that he does is present the lashon of Tosos. Right? He quotes Tosos. So he says the following. Just stand by one moment. Ki mahapichu kipi hapichu l'shem matzah. Again, that's the girsa of Tosos, that's the girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel, not the girsa that we have in our Gemara. Hikshu b'Tosos. V'kevan de b'shas kipi ba'inan shimor. Just because you need shimor in the field, hechi muchach de mitzvah losos. Who says it's definitely the case that Rava holds that it's a mitzvah losos? Again, that's the whole question over here. That's Tosos' whole question. How do we know that Rava still holds mitzvah losos? De malav mitzvahi. Maybe Rava really ultimately said, no, you don't have to do the soaking. Fine. Ella, the tzarech shimor michi dari ve'elech, or mi bei dari ve'elech, probably should be, from the time that you cut the wheat and on, that's when you have to do shimor when you process the wheat. But lasisa is not necessary. V'tirtu, devadai ikar shimor. Listen to this lashon because this is language that Tosos himself doesn't seem to really express, but the way the Ran is expressing Tosos, it adds a lot, and I think in terms of the way we should understand it. The vade ikar shimur hainu begavna tzarech shimur. When is shmira required? In situations where the circumstances warrant it. When is shmira in the realm of matzah required? When you're around water. When water is part of the process, then you have to be worried. V'ilav lasisa. V'lekar ikashimor vade de lo tzarech shimor kame lisha klal. If there was, I'll read that line again. V'i lav lasisa. If Rava really didn't hold of lasisa, v'lekar ikashimor, and there would be no place for the essential shmira, meaning shmira against chimutz with water,
right,
then what? Vade lo tzarach shimur kamei lishaklal. Then there would be no basis for saying do shmira any point before lisha.
Right.
You got that?
Yeah.
Good. Aval kevon de mitzvah lilsos. But since Rava held, yes, it's a mitzvah lilsos, then why? Mishum hahu dahave ikar shimur tzarach gan kein shimur mitchilas dagan.
Right, but why do you have to watch it from the beginning if they're not wetting it?
That's what you have to answer. That's fine. That's what Tosa is saying. Now we have to explain.
Oh, okay.
So he's not expressing that.
Unless you're saying...
But let me make sure everyone understands up to okay. here. Does everyone understand up to here?
Should I say it again? I'm confused about the Tosa. There are two sides. Either...
No two sides. There's one question. There's a question on Rava. It's not a machlokas.
The question on... I know. But basically, the question on Rava is basically... Rava says you're supposed to soak it and...
Rava starts off by saying it's a mitzvah to soak.
But isn't there a havmina that you wouldn't soak it, but you'd just watch it from the time it was cut?
At the end of this whole discussion, Rava's quote that he said to the people in the field, right, doesn't mention anything about soaking.
So you'd think that you'd just watch it. That's my question.
Tosos is saying, hey, look at that statement. Does it say anything about soaking? It doesn't say anything about soaking. Maybe he just meant, just watch it. Who says he meant anything about soaking? The Gemara is trying to prove that Rava held it's a mitzvah to soak, and you're bringing me a proof from a quote where he doesn't mention anything about soaking, right? So someone wants to say, the Rebbe thinks that Avi Hirschman's a great athlete. How do we know? Because he said, I've heard him in Shir say, I like your running shoes. I like your running shoes. Maybe I just like your running shoes. Doesn't necessarily think I think you're a great athlete. That's the same thing. You're telling me Rava said something tangentially related to Shmira. You're going to tell him, you're going to extrapolate from there that he holds it's a mitzvah letzisa? That's an obvious question on the Gemara. Tosa's asking an obvious kasha. What's his answer? His answer is a little bit more detail-oriented. He's saying that really Shmira, in the context of matzah, even though it's for the purpose of saying the matzah is lishma, what are you guarding? What are you protecting? You're watching that there should be no chimutz. When does it make sense to watch for chimutz? When water is present. Now again, listen to this lashon. The Ran's lashon is the way he just seems in his mind he's just quoting Tosos. The tzarach shimur mi bei darvech v'tilas. The vaday ikar shimur havi begavna tzarach shimur. The place where it makes sense to have shmira is only when it makes sense to have shmira, i.e., when there's
water.
V'ilav lasisa, and if Rava didn't continue to hold of lasisa. If it's true that Rava would have rejected lasisa, which we're saying is not the case, but if he would have held that there is no lasisa, then what?
He would have no reason.
Then he would have no reason to say, watch it from the beginning. So since he held the lasisa, that's why he said watch it from the beginning. What does that mean? It means watch it from the beginning is a natural outgrowth of having required lasisa. And the Yoni's question is, what's that step?
Right.
How'd that work? Let me read the lashon one more time. There would be no reason, no basis to say do shmir before lisha. But once you hold lasisa, that there is this notion of lasisa, which is a element of shmira, like you said before, right? It doesn't mean that you're being shomer while you're pouring the water in. It means you're obligating shmira then. Then what? Kevin de mitzvah losos mishum dahu dahavi ikar shimur tzarach gan kein shimur mitchilas daga. What does that mean? That's the key in Tosos. Well, your question is basically the key in Tosos. What is he saying?
So probably.
Is everyone clear now?
Yeah, I don't.
At the first point where the wheat is something that's now susceptible to being part of the matzah, when you're cutting it, Rava tells the people be careful with it, be vigilant about it. So Tosos is saying, well, let's take a look at what you're supposed to be careful about. You're only supposed to be careful about chimutz. When does it make sense to be worried about chimutz? When you add water at lisha. So if you're telling me to be careful at some point much earlier than the point where I'm adding water, right? That only makes sense, says Tosos, if I acknowledge the presence of a form of shmira prior to lisha, kigon lasisa. That's his lashon, kigon lasisa. So since... Since I hold that there's shmira through the soaking, which is before lisha, then I could hold, go all the way back to the beginning.
That's the
Two separate things.
Lisisa
is taking the stalks of wheat and putting them in the water.
And what's Lisha?
Lisha is, after you process the wheat into flour, taking the flour, mixing it with water, and making dough.
So there's two water processes.
Well, Rava is introducing a new one, but yes, there's one that's there naturally and part of making
Lisha
the matzah.
Lisha is natural. Lisisa.
You can't make matzah without Lisha. So that's the first time where it really makes sense to have Shmira.
You can't have matzah without it.
Exactly. You cannot have matzah without Lisha. It's not possible. So, fine. If you're worried about chimots, do the Shmira right then. Right?
But
now you're telling me do it all the way at the beginning? What kind of beginning?
So
when you say that, Rava says Tosos, when Rava says, watch it all the way at the beginning, I know that he holds there can be Shmira before Chimutz, before Elisha. Shmira from Chimutz before Elisha, like Lasisa. So once he says that, now you can go all the way back to the beginning.
Can be?
So basically, since.
No, his Lashon is. Lil sos mishum dahu havi ikar shimur. Yes, tzarech gam kin shimur mitkilas dagan. Then it makes sense for Rava to require Shmir all the way at the beginning. Since he holds that there's a mitzvah lasisa, then it makes sense to require Shmir at the beginning. And Yoni's question is,
lasisa is the beginning.
Lasisa is, I'd say, some step after they cut it. Right, they cut it. Now they have it. Now be careful when you process it in the field. At some point after you process it in the field, then you're doing lasisa.
When is lisha?
Much later. Again, you have katsira. Then, if you hold of this lasisa, you're doing that some point after the katsira, and then prior to the lisha, because the lisha is only.
So you're making an assumption about katsira. Based on Lisisa or based on Lisha?
No, the other way. We're not making an assumption. Tosos is saying, when the Rava says, be careful at Katsira, he can only say, be careful at Katsira, if he holds a Lisisa. Now, Yoni's question, what do you...
Katsira is the earliest one.
Exactly. It only makes sense to hold of the earliest one once you hold that there's Shmira prior to Lisha.
So...
Okay, now I get it.
You got it? You got the step.
Yeah.
I get why I don't get it.
Okay.
I get what's bothering me.
What do you say, Yon?
Because maybe you have to watch it to prevent something from going into the wheat that when you wet it would make it chametz. Or you know what I mean? Maybe there's something you have to prevent.
Stated differently. No, it's not controversial. Stated differently. What Rava is saying is. Stated differently, what Tosa is saying, that Rava holds is, if Rava is telling you watch in the field, he can only tell you watch in the field if he acknowledges the existence of a watching prior to Lisha, like Lasisa. Kigon, Lasisa, like Lasisa. Again, the way the Ran puts it, we're talking about Shmira from Chimutz. And you only need Shmira begavna the Tzarech Shimur. Ve'ilav Lasisa, and if Lasisa wasn't present, if it wasn't part of Rava's recipe for making matzah, if you will, and then you would not have the ikar shmira. You would not have that primary form of shmira any point before what? Before Lisha. Vadil tzarech shimur kamei Lisha klal. If you don't have lasisa, then there's no reason to say that you needed shmira before. But once you say lasisa, then, of course, it makes sense to go back and require it at the beginning. So all I'm asking is to try to explain that last point. If you can. Maybe you can.
I have a question.
Which last point? Can you describe the actions, elaborate on what those actions are?
Watching?
Watching, what do you
watching means be careful when you're working with the wheat to do it lishma. The way that
doesn't happen.
It's a good question. The way the Rabbi Nachmanel says it is that it shouldn't get wet. Even then, it shouldn't get wet.
And then when you watch it, doing the tzitzit.
You're dafka taking the wheat that maybe was dry in the field, and now you're going anyway to wet it.
Right.
You're soaking it.
So why wouldn't you want it to get wet before? Because then when you soak it, it's already going to be a little.
No,
wet.
No, don't. That's not true. Don't. That's nothing to do with it.
Right.
It's not that you think it's starting and then you're adding to it.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, why then? Why
no, it's not.
Why
don't.
Can't it get wet at the beginning? It doesn't make sense. It's going to get wet.
It can get wet.
Nobody can't. You're watching, so it won't get wet.
I got it.
Rabbi Chanano is saying, be careful when you work in the field that it doesn't. They don't put it down in the water.
So we're out. Okay. Oh, okay, but that, you're not talking about the leeches anymore.
No, not talking about lasisa.
Fine, but that is.
They're not related. I understand what you're saying. It's not. That's.
Right. Is it?
You're saying that it's too wet already because it's been wet before.
I just don't get why you're watching. You're making sure that it won't get wet, but I'm going to wet it later.
Yeah.
It's the same exact way.
No. You can, because at that point, you're gonna be watching it. That's right.
Yes.
You're gonna be watching it.
So the purpose of watching.
I have maybe an idea, but first the question.
Okay.
So is it necessary to wet it to make matzah? That's part of.
No, you don't even have to do it that way.
That's lisha.
Do you have to do lisa in order to make the matzah?
Yeah, I'm asking.
Is it necessary?
Yeah.
No, not necessary. No.
Is there water needed?
Yeah, at some point when you have flour, you need the water.
Right. So maybe he's going to, as far as say, like, if he's holding up a time where you're making sure that the grain stays away from water, that means that he has in mind for an appropriate time for the water to make contact with it. He's making sure that it doesn't get wet because he has in mind that there's an appropriate time for it to get wet. And that's
it. Yoni, that's what you're saying? It's sort of what you're saying, right?
Can I say it again, Yoni?
Can I have a question?
A little bit, but just make sure it doesn't get wet, because then later
he
on...
He must be holding off on wetting it because he sees that as a different mindset that he has to do it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yes, because you have to... Then you're going to watch it and you're going to be careful about it. But all I'm asking is this. When Tosa says that Rava can say, watch it at the beginning, because he says, wet it, I just want you to explain that.
Okay.
That's the question. That's the end of Tosas. Tosas says, I'm proving. Tosas' question. Tosas is answering his own question. What was his question? How do we know that he holds, that Rava holds soaking? Oh, I'll tell you how he holds soaking, because when he says, watch it from the beginning, he can only hold that way if he would acknowledge a stage of watching prior to Lisha, like Lasisa.
Can we
think
that?
Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead.
Rava, okay, I'm just going to, I want to line things up. Rava holds a lisisa. Okay?
That's a question.
Okay,
yes.
But
the Gemara says
he
holds, yes,
does.
Correct.
Okay, so basically Tosfos holds something else.
No,
correct?
No. Okay, I'm trying to tell you that. There's no argument between the Gemara and Tosfos.
But there's a Havamina, right?
Yeah, there's a Havamina, but it's not the kind of Havamina that you're thinking of. The Havamina is, look at the language of the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say...
What's the other option? If it's not... If you don't do Lasisa, what's
just,
the other option?
Just watch it. Just watch it and don't...
Is it watching it from the point of when
cut
water
it.
Is added?
No.
Or is it watching it from the time that it's cut?
Watch it from the time of cut, but don't do anything crazy like adding water. That's just craziness. That's the other possibility. Maybe Rava just means do whatever you can, whatever you have to do to make sure no water comes in, and that's it. But to go out of your way to add water? No, that he doesn't hold anymore.
I just don't see it. It seems like Rava could completely mean that side.
That's Tosas Akasha, yes.
Wait.
That's Tosas Akasha. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara's Lashon seems to support that type of understanding.
Wait. So there are people that hold. You watch it from the beginning, but you don't do the
That's right.
Son.
That's right.
But he says, but the fact that Rava says... You watch it from the beginning means that he holds Lasisa.
Exactly.
When really there are people that don't hold that way.
Well, it could be. It could be that a person would hold that. That's all. We don't know that there is or isn't. There could be a person that would hold that way.
But.
We're not. We didn't get to the Ran or the Rush yet, but. Just hold off on what other. We don't care about other people. It's not. That's
right,
not
but,
our.
But he's saying.
It's possible for a person to say, watch it from the beginning and don't do Lasisa.
Right.
And Tosa's saying, maybe Rav is that guy. Yeah, Tosa's saying maybe Rava's that guy.
But then he says...
No, Rava's not that guy. Rava is, like the Gemara says, Rava holds a Lasisa.
But how do we know he holds a Lasisa? Because he says watch from the beginning.
That's right.
Even though there could be people that say watch from the beginning and don't do Lasisa.
Right, because he's saying it's not logical to say that.
Yeah.
It's not makes sense to say do Lasisa. You can make an argument that way, because the Gemara seems to imply that. But he's saying it doesn't make sense
to
say watch it from the beginning. Unless you also hold the Lasisa.
Oh, so there could be people that hold that way, but it wouldn't make sense to do that.
Right, I mean, you'd have to explain that. But Tosa's saying, I'll
prove... You'd have to explain that just like you'd have to explain this, but he's not explaining this.
No, that's not, because that's not his problem. His problem is with Rava, that the Gemara is saying Rava holds the Lasisa. So now you're saying maybe Rava doesn't hold the Lasisa.
Why can't we say, like we said before, that there's nothing to be shomer if there's no Latita? What are you good? There's no chance for. There's
but,
no
mock meets. Good. That's correct. That's the, what you say is correct.
Okay.
So now, take that next. What's the next step?
What is that?
No, he's saying if there's no water added, right, then the primary shmirah that you have for matzah doesn't exist. Before Elisha.
Right.
So what's his next step? His next step is saying like this. Now I tell you that there is a point in time when it makes sense to watch earlier. Then what?
Then it would make sense to.
Then it must be that you hold of Lasisa.
Because that's the only way you can fit them.
You cannot have the requirement of Shmira Michimots without water. Right? So now that you tell me I have to watch at the beginning, now I know that there is an element of Shmira that exists before the Ikar Shmira. Lasisa. Right? There must be water someplace. Something must be going on. But what's the next step? The next step is, once I tell you that there's an element of Shmir that comes before Lisha, now I could say even at the beginning of that stage. There's the pre-Lisha stage. Right? There's up to Lisha, then there's past Lisha. So if you tell me that you're holding Rava, it's also saying if you tell me Rava holds, there's an Indian of watching during that stage, then what? At some point in that stage, there must be water.
Oh, okay.
There must be this element of Ikar Shmira. Where is that? Lasisa. Oh, so once you tell me Lasisa, then it makes sense to say go to the very beginning of that stage. The whole stage, the whole pre-Lisha stage should be marked by Shmira. But that only makes sense if I say there's a basis. That's one of the, like the Lashon of the Ran. That it's Begavne. What's his Lashon again? Begavne de Tzarech Shimor. It has to be within one of those shades or one of those occurrences, one of those segments where it makes sense to have Shmira. So now you'll tell me that there's Shmira within the pre-Lisha stage that's required because Lasisa? Fine. Now I say go back to the beginning of that stage and be vigilant and do Shmira at that point. The very beginning of that stage. But it would only make sense if you tell me somewhere along the line in that stage, in that step, in that part of the process, there is a basis for acquiring Shmira. And since Shmira is only for Chimutz, there must be the ingredients for Chimutz, i.e. water.
Does it mean the ingredients or the potential?
The potential.
So then you don't need Lisha.
That's right. You don't need Lisha. You don't need Lisha. But you need something where there's Mayim present.
Well, it's in the sky. I mean, it can happen at any time.
Right, but he's saying more than that. According to Tosos, it wouldn't make sense just to guard against rain unless you're already guarding against Lasisa, right? Because the really Lisha is where it makes most sense. I'm causing potential for chametz here.
You
want to tell me I have to watch the beginning? Oh, that must mean that somewhere between the beginning and over here, I did something within that stage one to say, mark the whole stage one with Shmira. What did I do? Lasisa.
Why can't you see Ksira as a complete stage that is a prerequisite for the Lishas?
You could. If you do that, then why would you say do Shmira?
Then?
There's no reason to do Lisha. There's no reason to do Shmira. Why am I doing Shmira on the wheat? It says wheat, I'm cutting it, and that's it. Finished. There's only Chimutz.
You say Lisha involves water, right?
Right.
And
that's why I have to
do a prerequisite stage where we avoid all water until time for Lisha is where we use the water. The same way it's related for Letzitza. You say that we're holding off on having touch any water so that when we do Letzitza, then it touches the water and there's a process there. But really, Letzitza is involved with water the same way Lishas is. So why don't you just say that...
You're asking Kasha and Tosos now?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your Kasha? Why does this prove that Tosos Rava really holds of Lasisa?
Yeah, I don't see it.
Okay.
I see that he holds of Ksira. And what that means to me is that he holds up a prerequisite stage where you avoid all water before Lishas, when you do involve water.
Because, I'll tell you why, because the way that Tosos is understanding what Rava is requiring, Rava says that you have to watch the matzah, but you only have to watch the matzah from Chimutz. But when do you have to be worried about Chimutz? You have to worry about Chimutz when I'm placing water into the mix. Excuse the pun. Right? So when water is part of the mix,
he's afraid of it becoming
chametz.
Watch out for water because it becomes chametz.
That's right. So now I'm putting water there. Of course I have to watch.
Maybe you're saying.
Of course I have to watch.
So where?
I hear your question. I'm just trying to answer your question.
Is there water present?
Not doing a good job.
No, I'm not doing a good job. I'm understanding.
No, you're asking why is Tosos convinced Really, this is what you're asking. Why is Tosfos convinced that because Rava requires the watching at the beginning, it's because he holds that there's the lasisa later on?
Right. Why can't you just say that?
So why can't it just be that he happens to hold, you have to watch against any
water,
any advent of water from outside?
Before Elishas, which is the first time you would involve water.
Right. So apparently the way Tosfos understands the, at least Rava, or the Shmira according to Rava, is that Iker Shmira is from Chimotz, but internal, within the process. You know, it's here, it's Mayim, is part of the process. Now, since the process itself allows for Chimotz, now Shmira is required. That's when I require Shmira. But I'm not worried about something that's outside the system. Lisha is the first point in my process where the process itself almost demands that there be a potential for chimutz. The process itself demands that there be a potential for chimutz because I just put water in there.
Lisha.
So now that I did Lisha, I have to do Shmira. It goes hand in hand. I must do Shmira. Why? Because I just did Lisha. I did Lisha, now I have to do Shmira. But now you're telling me that it makes sense to go back to the beginning? Oh, that only makes sense if I say that there's an element of Shmira from Chimotz that predates Lisha.
Okay.
Like Lasisa.
Right.
And once I say Lasisa, now it makes sense to go back to the beginning of that stage, the pre-Lisha stage, the Haskalah. Like Tosas Lashon. Haskalah
so
is Digon.
So are you saying that the Lisas and the...
Lasisa, you mean?
Lasisa and the...
Lisha?
Beginning thing, the first thing.
The Digon.
That's really in the same stage.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so that's why.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Well,
so I think you said.
Maybe it's also because like that's the only reason that water would be present. Like,
water's not present at the beginning necessarily, but it's present at part of that stage. So once I tell you...
It's in the same stage, and that's why.
Well, that's what I'm suggesting.
It's still grain versus flour.
Exactly. The grain stage or the flour stage. The flour stage, once you have water and you mix it, that I know, I see your
point.
And
you have to qualify each stage as mock meat.
Exactly. Now you can have the potential for chimutz because you hold a lasisa. Once you hold that there is a potential for the chimutz because lasisa, then that whole stage, like Hal said, is qualified with the potential of chimutz. Now it makes sense. It requires shmira.
And you can't just say, "Oh, start watching from the middle of this stage." Like it has to be from the beginning. Meaning,
no, a person could say that, but that's not what he holds. He said watch. Right, he says watch at the beginning. They were just trying to explain how watch at the beginning proves
means that there's a second
right.
stage.
Oh, okay, fine.
So. Practically, how does it play out? It's ksira, you wash the grain, then he takes...
Ksira, you cut the grain, cut the wheat. You bundle up. Now, Rabbeinu Chananel says what he was telling them was, even be careful now from water, right? For the potential of water.
Mm-hmm.
Then they would do lasisa. They would take the wheat, and they would soak it somewhat, and then watch it, make sure it didn't become chametz at that point.
Okay.
Then they would take it and pulverize it, take out the bran, pulverize it, make it into flour. Then they would take the flour and add it to water. Then they would take the dough and they would knead it, cut it out, and bake it. So what Rav is saying is that you need shmira at every stage of this process, according to this somehow. What Tosfos was saying is that Rav really held you need shmira according to, all along the continuum of the matzah making process from ketzira. And as I said, that's the highest form of shmira possible. You can't get any better than that. Right?
Well, how would Rabbi deal with this? If whoever wants this first placing of the wood, this is the lasisa, right?
No, he's saying even before that. It's the katsira.
Okay, fine. But after the katsira, this is a normal thing.
Right.
We have to cut it in order to eat it.
Yeah, what do? They keep it dry. They have to keep it dry.
Okay. So, but how does he address then with that fact that if one puts water on that, one is placing this food into a makam, into his putting himself in a makam sakana.
Right.
And one is not allowed himself into a makam.
I would say sakana.
But
it's
he's
like going to
miss. You have through all the, you got barrels full of this stuff. It's impossible.
Well, you had
to
do
every,
it. You had to, no, you had to do it in a controlled environment. Listen, you asked me about the mechanics of the
lasisa. I don't know
exactly what they did. All I know is that what Rava said is take it, put it in some water, and now watch it. Now you have to be careful with it. You're artificially creating a situation where chametz could occur, and that causes you to guard against it. It sounds wild. I mean, we would never conceive of this. Put yourself in the... You're right. I wouldn't say sakana. That's a little bit extreme.
Well, you could eat this exactly.
Sakana is extreme, but to say I'm putting myself in a potential situation where I can wind up with chametz, why am I doing that? Well, this is before Pesach, but I'm making the matzah.
Yeah, but he's not going to know until you know...
No, you're making matzah. We're making matzah now. We're making matzah. I mean, ultimately, we don't do this. But the Gemara previously, people argued and they said, no, lasisa, we don't do that. That's too dangerous.
Yeah.
Right? But that's not our issue now. The fact that we're just discussing whether or not Rava in fact required Shmir the whole time or not.
Okay.
All right, is this clear? Yes, I think we made a little bit of a breakthrough from yesterday. I think yesterday we got, for those that were here, well, no one that's here now, I think, Pesach. Is this a little clearer than yesterday?
No.
No?
No.
You saying that to make me feel good, or? What's not clear? Tell us what's unclear, or just the whole sugya? The whole thing?
Yeah.
I could use a
Chazara? All right, we'll do a quick Chazara.
I mean, you keep saying the same thing, but I don't get it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I mean, you say you're gonna soak it.
Right.
So therefore, you have to watch it.
Right.
Before and after.
Right. That's it. So you simplified it. No, I'll explain again. I'll try to explain again. I'll try to explain again. Okay.
Yeah.
The quick summary. By the way, if anyone was in the shiur on Thursday, did you hear the? I sent a little summary, 15-minute summary of.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Of Thursday's shiur, I think that was also a good clarification. But for yesterday, we did this Tosos. What the Gemara is presenting different possibilities with regard to Lasisa. Do you have to soak your wheat? Do you not have to soak your wheat? All of a sudden, the Gemara says, you know what? Rava holds not only are you allowed to soak your wheat, it's a good thing. It's a mitzvah. It's proper to soak your wheat. All right. Soak your wheat, why would you do that? Because u'shmartem asam matzos. You have to guard the matzah from becoming chametz. So put yourself in a situation, put yourself in a predicament where you're going to have to guard this from becoming chametz. So the Gemara says, one second. Who says the shmira is from then? Maybe shmira is only from lisha, when you take flour and water. Lisha means kneading. Lisha means kneading, flour and water. Maybe only do the washing at that point. Do the washing at that point. Makes good sense. But the Gemara says, no, watching from that point is not called watching. How do I know it's not called watching? Because Rav Huna said, if you take dough from a Gentile and you make it into matzah and you know it's not chametz, you could use it. You could eat it all Pesach. But you can't use it for matzah. Why? Because it's lacking in Shmira. You see that it's not Shmira, Elisha's not good. The Gemara says, what do you mean Shmira's not good? Elisha. That's not a proof. Because you didn't do the Shmira Elisha. It's not like you did the Shmira Elisha and then we said you couldn't use it. You didn't do the Shmira Elisha. You took dough that was already kneaded. It was ready-made dough. Right? You know the dough is 100% kosher. Let's assume all the best case scenario. No kashrus problems, and it's not chametz. How do you know it's not chametz? Rashi says you looked at it and it doesn't have any of the physical indicia that would show you that it's chametz. The Mishnah talks about karnei chagavim and the different things that would manifest themselves in the chametz, right, physically, to say that it's in the dough, to say that it's chametz. It's not chametz. You took the dough from your Gentile neighbor, he gave it to you, said, I just made kosher Pesach dough for you, here, enjoy. You take it, you make it into matzah, you make sure that 18 minutes haven't elapsed. Gemara says you could use that. Rav Huna says you could use that for Pesach, you cannot use it for matzah. So maybe the only reason why... It's not chametz dick. It's you can eat it all day Pesach, Passover. You can't use it at the seder to be mekayim your mitzvah. Okay. So right.
Why is that distinction?
Because it's not wasn't guarded lishma. Right. It wasn't made lishma. So it wasn't made lishma. Okay. It's lacking lishma, but it's not chametz. So now comes Pesach. I could use this. So the Gemara says, oh, you see from here, why can't you use it as matzah? It must be that shmir at lisha is no good. Well, what do you mean Shmir Elisha was no good? You didn't do Shmir Elisha. Your Gentile neighbor had it. You got it as of dough. The Shmir Elisha is passed. Right? Had you done it, maybe it would have been good. So you know what the Gemara says? The Gemara says that no one, they didn't have an answer for that. Rava did not have a refutation of that. Maybe Shmir Elisha really makes the most sense. But nonetheless, Rava did not step down. And he continued to tell people that they should do Shmira much earlier. And what do we see? That he went to the field and he said, hey, when you're binding the sheaves, be careful. Be careful. So you see from that, the Rava really holds, do Shmira much earlier than just Lisha. So now Tosos comes along and says, one second, very nice that Rava went to the field and he made this statement. He ran out there with his banner and said, be careful when you're binding sheaves. But who says, be careful when you're binding sheaves, means that he also holds what? Lasisa. Who says he also holds a soaking? Maybe he doesn't hold a soaking, he just says, be careful. Watch it in the way that it naturally is. Take it when you cut it, don't put it in water. Take it after you cut it, bind it up and keep it dry. But who says he ever holds, that he continues to hold, go out of your way to make it soaking wet, so that you have to watch it. So Tosa says, well, I'll tell you like this. If he holds the watch at the beginning, it's only watch at the beginning because he understands that there is a notion of watching before Lisha. Lisha makes the most sense. Lisha is when there should be, by all accounts, there must be Shmir, flour and water. I'm mixing flour and water, you must have Shmir then. Now you tell me that Shmir comes before, when there's no chimutz that's built into the process?
Then you don't need Lisha.
It must be that he holds of Shmira before, i.e. Kigon Lasisa. And once he holds that there's this idea of Lasisa, where I'm forcing basically a Shmira prior to Lisha, now it makes sense to say, watch at the beginning of that stage. If you tell me that there's a Shmir from chimutz prior to Lisha, when it's not naturally mandated, right? Yeah? That can only be if I hold Lasisa. And once I hold Lasisa, then I understand why I say, go back to the beginning. Go back to the beginning, because the beginning is pre-Lisha stage and post-Lisha stage. Post-Lisha, there's nothing to talk about. But once you tell me that the pre-Lisha stage requires Shmira from Chimatz, now it makes sense to say, go to the beginning. That whole process, that whole stage should be marked by Shmira. Why? Oh, it must be because you have Lasisa at the beginning, somewhere along that process, even though it's later. Even though it's later, go back to the beginning. Is that better? Clearer? A little bit clearer?
Yeah, so what's the kasha?
No, we there wasn't. Now we answered the kasha. We explained. Tosus said that there's no kasha. Don't ask me how maybe Rava doesn't hold this. No, Rava can only hold this by virtue of the fact that he holds Lasisa. He can only say, watch at the beginning, because he says there's Lasisa later. Yeah, there's no kasha now. So if you're not bothered by any kasha, that means that that's clear. I'm happy. There was one or two other points I was hoping to take up. I don't know how much time we have left. Just, you're not here tomorrow.
No, but I'd like to...
like to join in. Oh, you'd like to call in?
Yeah.
You're not going to be in transit?
I'm not going to... I don't know. I'm not sure.
All right. Okay. So as long as you're not in flight, you'll let us know. You're going to...
You're going to work for the passport?
What's your story?